Here's the Friday Short for August 15th of 2025. Let me first apologize for no new show here this week. There were some logistical issues, including losing power on Wednesday evening, because why not? That prevented me all from completing a new episode. But next week, I will be back with Kelly Van Genhoven, Vice Chair of the Delta County Commission in the Upper Peninsula, and who's also announced her candidacy for the state Senate. Looking forward to that. Okay, now to the Friday Short, which is about how MAGA Michigan Republican House Speaker Matt Hall and his Michigan MAGA Republican nutjobs in the state house are hurting working class Michiganders. And even more, with their support of their dear leader, Donald Trump, Michigan MAGA Republicans are equally thrilled how their dear leader's damaging the state's economy and thereby attacking working class Michiganders. The nonpartisan Citizens Research Council of Michigan reported recently that thanks to the MAGA murder budget passed by the Republican majority in Congress and signed into law by Dear Leader, over $1 billion in spending for Michigan vanished. Why? So that the corporate oligarch class, the corporate authoritarian class, can take home more money and more power. And we Michiganders will have to make up the loss of revenue to help cover the hundreds of thousands of working class Michiganders who are in line to get their Medicaid ripped away. That Citizen Research Council of Michigan report highlights how the state will need to raise over $1 billion by fiscal year 2032 to cover the federal cuts to Medicaid and food assistance programs. And by the way, food assistance programs help farmers sell their produce. Local farmers, I'm talking about, sell their produce. Hey, but screw Michigan farmers, right, MAGA Republicans? Matt Hall described the MAGA murder budget as a huge win for Michigan. Well, gutting Medicaid and food assistance programs so Matt Hall's major donors like Betsy DeVos get richer isn't exactly what I would describe as helping the working class, but maybe I'm missing something. Let's see. The MAGA murder budget is stopping federal money for clean energy projects, projects that are helping Michigan not only develop cleaner and a more efficient electric energy grid, but also in helping create thousands of jobs. How is gutting thousands of jobs helping Michigan there, Matt Hall? Then there's the Trump regime slashing of some $156 million in solar programs throughout the state. You know, like installing solar panels in low-income homes, which not only helps some working-class families save on energy costs, but it also cuts the jobs of those who would have installed those solar panels from Detroit to Escanaba. Not to mention, you know, it would help our environment, too. So again, Matt Hall, how does slashing solar programs help Michigan's economy? And it's a disgrace because Matt Hall and other Republicans will celebrate the slashing of these jobs and then complain that people aren't working enough to collect baseline health care coverage. By the way, the Michigan legislature is off for the entire month of August. Meanwhile, Matt Hall is trying to further blow up Michigan's economy by refusing to deal with the Democratic majority in the state Senate regarding the state budget, which is due in about 6 weeks. And that also includes the school budget, which needs money for successful programs such as the free breakfast and lunch programs. But Matt Hall and MAGA Republicans are fighting to slash those types of programs just as they happily gutted public school spending during the Rick Snyder years. And why? So that they can give more tax breaks to the donor class. Matt Hall hasn't spoken to Democratic Senate leader Winnie Brinks in the past month either, and that just goes to show how blowing up our state government is exactly what motivates the MAGA Matt Hall Republican movement. Everything that he's fighting for is to hurt the working class while enriching the corporate elites in Michigan. I mean, his hero is Donald Trump, whose former best friend, by the way, was a sex trafficker, a moral man indeed. You know, some of Matt Hall's longtime friends and acquaintances describe Matt Hall as the Trump before Trump. Well, you know, judging how Michigan's economy is under attack from the Trump regime, it's probably time to recognize how it's imperative to ensure that Matt Hall, the Trump before Trump, is no longer speaker by 2027. Michigan will not survive it. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.